Thank you for listening to the Voice Ministries podcast. To get more information about Voice, or if you were blessed by this message and want to sow into our ministry, go to our website at voiceministries.com.
I feel like there's a couple nuggets here tonight that you can grab hold of that would really help you going deeper into the love of God. And I know that everybody wants to do that. So, Lord, I'm just asking right now, we're praying. Holy Spirit, have your way upon your word. Breathe on it. And help those that have gathered here in this room as we've worshiped you and exalted your name and who you are and proclaimed your goodness and your majesty. Lord, I ask that the word of the Lord would run swiftly tonight. I ask that we would go deep in it. And that tonight, God, you would reveal something about our inner man, our spirit man, and about the Holy Spirit living inside each and every one of us. That the Holy Spirit would be released as we say yes to even know a greater amount of your love, greater depths of your love. So help us tonight, Lord, as we read your word. Stand on your word tonight. In Jesus' name. Amen. Just you. Just Michael. All right. If you have your Bibles, you can turn to Ephesians 3:19. And I want to read this to you. This scripture is, it's a well-known scripture, but there's so much in it. And it says this. It says, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. And so what this verse is saying, what we were asking tonight, God is saying that every one of you in this room can know the love of Jesus. You can know it. And look what it says about it. Look at that scripture real close. It says, it passes all knowledge. Knowledge of men, women. It passes all knowledge. Because even in the knowledge of God, when the love of God apprehends your heart, it changes everything that you do. It changes your whole perspective. And so that's what we've been asking tonight, that the love of God could apprehend us. And this verse, man, when I read this verse, it shakes me. It just like, I'm going, whoa. And I've read it over and over. And today when I got a hold of it, I realized this is stunning. And it challenged me because how many in this room want to walk in the fullness of God? I mean, if you don't, then you're living in a lie. Sorry, but you are. Because when you get one taste of Him, you want to know the fullness of who He is. The sad thing is that everything will stand against you to keep you from knowing that fullness. But the Holy Spirit can help you. And I believe the Holy Spirit is awakening believers even today to hunger for Him like they've never hungered for Him before. And tonight, let it be you. Let it be me. That God would awaken something inside of me that I would say, I want to know the depths of His love. I want to be full with God. I want to know who He is. To know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of the Lord. It says to me in that scripture, it says that the Holy Spirit that lives inside of me, this is what it's saying, can cause me to know the love of Jesus. That's what it's saying. It's saying that the Holy Spirit that lives inside of me, if I will allow it to, activate it, say yes, it can reveal this type of love to me. And the Holy Spirit is the same size in everybody. If a little girl gets saved, or a little boy gets saved, or if a teenager gets saved, or somebody that's in their 80s gets saved, it doesn't matter. It's the same. Do you understand what I'm saying? There's no lack anywhere in the Holy Spirit. It's available. It's there for you and for me. So that's what this is saying to me, that it lives in me. And that by the Holy Spirit having its way, it surpasses, this love surpasses all knowledge. It helps me experience God. It helps me be filled with the fullness. So I'm asking, Lord, would you provoke everybody in this room tonight? Would you just provoke them to desire to know you more and to love you more and embrace it? And I pray that there would be no one that would disconnect in this place tonight before it's over. That there would be a longing for all that God has for us. Turn to Romans 5, 3 and 5. Romans 5, 3 and 5. Let's just look at that real quick. This is another well-known verse, but put this in the context of the Holy Spirit living inside of you and the love of God revealing all things to you. And listen what this says when we function in the love of God. Verse 3, it says, this is the Apostle Paul, and not only this, but we also exalt in our tribulations, knowing that tribulation brings about what? Perseverance. And perseverance, proven character. And proven character, what? Hope. And hope does not disappoint. Now look, here's the line. Because the love of God has been poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who was given to who? Okay, I want to get this. I want you to really see this right here. It's saying that we can do all things. We can move through everything. We can persevere. And it says, and hope does not disappoint because the love of God has been poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit who was given to us. God gives us great opportunities to go deep with Him. That's what the Word is saying tonight, guys, gals. It's available. No one likes to listen to anybody complaining. Although sometimes I complain. Nobody likes to listen to anybody that's critical, although sometimes I can be critical. Nobody likes to listen to anybody that says, woe is me, or the guy that points the finger and says, if it wasn't for them, I'd be okay. You see what the love of God does? The love of God pulls you into a place of full-blown, absolute accountability, so you make no excuses for anything. And God's love can sustain you, can move you forward, can position you, no matter what you're going through, you can reside in the place of God's love. That's His Word. Do you want to do that tonight? I'm serious. Do you want to do that? Do you want to reside in the place of love, or do you just want to go through the motions? This is a time for God to stir you. Let Him stir you. Let Him activate who you are. Do you think your plan for with God is fulfilled right now? Do you? Do you think you've done it all and it's already done? If you don't, and if you believe that God has more for you, then let His love activate you and provoke you to radicalness in your life each and every day. That you would be intentional about loving God every day. That you would be intentional. Guys, it's not going to get any better. And God has given you an opportunity through His Word and through worship and through knowing Him. But you're going to have to break yourself down and humble yourself and say, Lord, I want everything. Because I'm tired of me thinking that I've got it all together. I don't have it together. You don't have it together. But Jesus does. And the Word of God can just, it can permeate our lives. The love of God can change everything in a moment. In a moment. You've got to decide, do you want that? Do you desire that? Do you want to sing the songs and never know fully what that love of God, the depths of it, the fullness of God is in your life? And if you don't get aggressive by saying yes to God, if you don't get intentional about the same stinking lies that come into your life and come into my life every day and say, enough is enough, I'm not going with you anymore, I'm living in the place of truth and what God says. If you let the society that we live in, don't let it. If you let your past dictate your future, Come on. The love of God wants to set you free. This isn't about for voice. This isn't about, it's not just about any church. It's about you. It's about your inheritance in Christ and the inheritance that He has in you guys. He loves you so, so much. You can never get enough of this challenging. I can never get enough being challenged like this. I want people to get in my face and say, you need to just go after it for God with everything you've got. And if you're getting tired and you're getting complacent, I'll tell you what, God is in the process of changing your whole life to get your attention because of His love. And He will. That's how it is. We make choices each and every day. How many choices? Think. How many choices did you make today to extend and deepen your love with Jesus? Think about it. That's okay. You're saved. You're going to heaven. Great. But what did you do today? How shocking it is in Matthew 24 when it says that the very elect, their love will grow cold because of the circumstances and the swirl in society and around them. So being rooted and grounded in the love of God is the only answer we have. It's our plan. It's God's plan. Is there anything else that God says that it never, never fails? Is there anything else? God's love, what? It never fails. So I challenge you tonight. God's prepared you. He's kind of like preparing things for you to go deep and to encounter Him and to know Him. But you've got to be willing. And He's a game changer if you're playing games. He's a game changer. He'll flip it on you. You'll go, how did this happen? How could you do this to me, God? And He would just smile at you, look you straight in the eyes and say, because I love you. That's how I can do it to you. I saw what you were heading to. I saw what was going on. And then we have these expectations. Well, I'm supposed to be this. I'm supposed to do this. And God's saying, you know what? You can have all those all day long. You can try to live in your own identity of what you think. But my concern is only one thing, that you would know my love. That's His concern. Because He knows His love would sustain you in all things. I'm just challenging myself and challenging you tonight. Make no excuses about this message. You know what? Every one of us should be shouting it from the rooftops, man. We should be shouting it out that God's love never fails. Everywhere we go. You go into your family situation and everybody's negative and critical and they're getting down on you. And you look them in the eyes and you say, God's love never fails. That's where we have to be. And you know when we have to be that the most? When no one else is around. You can say, God's love never fails. God loves you. When we get deeply impacted by the experience of God's love, it transforms what matters to us. When we get impacted by God's love, it transforms what matters to us. What we thought was such a high priority begins to change. Because His love transforms us. And what matters to Him and what matters to us completely changes. I can see people when they're loving God, Christians. I can hear intimacy. I can hear the echo of what they're talking about. And you can tell if they've been with Him or if they're just living day to day right now because things have went cold. It's very easy. When someone is with Jesus, in the presence of Jesus and in the love of God and desiring and saying, yes, Lord, change me. Do whatever you need to do that I would walk in your love. You can smell the aroma from their lives. You can. Now, God will never condemn anyone, nobody. So this isn't about that. But He will love you and love you and love you. and put you in a corner till he has his way with you. He will. And when we read those scriptures, if we apply those scriptures about the fullness of God, we're saying it's the love of God that leads us into the fullness of who we are. It's just that simple. Don't complicate it. Don't try to make it deeper than it is. And then this is how simple it is. The Holy Spirit is living in us to be able to accomplish that. The Holy Spirit in us will help us begin to understand the affections of God. You won't find the affections of God any other way. By the Holy Spirit. That's what the Romans just said. And so how much do you access the Holy Spirit living in you? Do you know when the Holy Spirit's moving? Do you really try to cultivate His presence? Has it been a long, long time that you've even felt His presence? You have to ask yourself these questions. And you know, God's saying, I know where you're at. He knows exactly where you're at. He'll come running to you. All you have to say is, Lord, help me. Help me to experience the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead that lives in me. Help me to experience that in my life. To be an overcomer. What does it mean to be an overcomer? To be alive in the love of God. Alive in the love of God. This is what's available. Doesn't matter what trial you're in. Doesn't matter where you're going. God's love is with you. The gospel is made much more difficult and harder than it really is. Jesus made sure that a child could understand it. And it's all in His love. We have need to seek the Lord's love. We have need not to seek the greatness of men, but we need to seek what is great with God. So, if we're just seeking to be great in the eyes of men, we've got some healing that needs to happen. It's not saying that you can't do great things, but if you're seeking to be great in the eyes of men, we need some healing. We need some revelation, some understanding. We find our identity. We find our identity not in what we do, not in what the world says. We find our identity in the ocean of God's love. And then we find out what is great to God. What does He say is great? He says humility is great in His kingdom. These are the things God calls great. He says serving is great. It's real hard for people to serve. This is the one I like the most. This is what's great in the kingdom of God. Loving well. Say it again. Great in the kingdom of God is humility, serving, and learning how to love well. Do you love well? Learning how to love well in all relationships, every relationship. Every one of you are called in this room to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, mind, soul, and strength. Right? So that's your calling. What's my calling? There it is. And then what's the next one? There comes that neighbor. Okay? Right there. These are the things that are great to God and important to Him. That's why the church has a lot of problems with division and hurt and pain. That's why a lot of the world don't want anything to do with the church. Because we haven't learned to love well yet. But we're saying yes to it. And God's still reaching and doing things. And He's promised a lot. At the end of the age of a great outpouring of His presence, His Spirit. When we're awakened by God's love, this is the last thing I want to talk about, and then we'll kind of close it up. When we're awakened by God's love, here's what happens. You grow in boldness, and you start being like, people think you're obnoxious almost. It's like, get out of my face, you know, because you're just loving God. You're loving God and you're bold. You're bold. And why are you bold? Because God's love brings confidence within you. And if you lack confidence, the love of God will give you all the confidence that you need. The love of God will cause you to dare to do great things for God. It'll cause you to do something radical. If you're just holding on to every little thing and you can't be just radical for the Lord and say if the Lord tells you to go and do something and just go do it, that's kind of a safe place, you know. But man, when the love of God gets a hold of you, you're like a devil. You're a dare angel. That's what you are. You'll risk anything for God because you love Him. Great risk. God's love awakens, and this will be the final thing I'll share, I believe. God's love awakens deep things in your hearts, guys, gals. God's love awakens deep things within your heart that nobody knows about. Awakens beauty in your heart. It awakens things in you. It's only the love of God in the cooperation of allowing the Holy Spirit to have its way. It awakens great things within you. Let's look at this final verse, Ephesians 3, and we'll look at 16 through 19 one more time. This is just a fantastic verse to meditate on, to grow in His love, to learn how to love Him well. Ephesians 3, 16 through 19, it says, that He would grant you according to the riches of His glory to be strengthened with power through what? His Spirit, the Holy Spirit, in where? The inner man, which is what? Your heart. It's the essence of who you are, your spirit man. It's the essence of who you are. And so there it is right there. His Spirit in the inner man. So that who? Jesus. May do what? Dwell where? In your spirit. So that Jesus may dwell in your spirit. The Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. So Jesus can dwell right in your spirit, in the inner man, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and that you, through faith, believing, being rooted and grounded, not in lies, not in deception, but in the love of God, may be able to comprehend with all the saints that have entered into this same place that brings divine unity only through the love of God, that there'll be a raging river of the kingdom of God flowing together. And everybody that wanted to be religious and plays games, they won't make it. But those who love God, all of a sudden, they will know each other and they will be flowing together at the end of the age as a powerful, powerful army of God. With all the saints, may be able to comprehend with all the saints, all of us right here, what is the breadth and the length and the height and the depth? And to know the love of Christ which surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled up to all the what? Fullness of God. 19 again. Now I look at 20. It may not be up on the screen. Now to Him who is able to do far more abundantly beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us, the Holy Spirit. I want you guys to stand just for a minute. Christianity is an invitation. That's what it is. It's an invitation. An invitation to a relationship with the Lord. And holy diligence is necessary to go deep in the ways of God. It's not legalistic, but you have to be diligent. Holy diligence is necessary. It's not about earning God's love, but it's about positioning your heart to experience more of it. Christianity, remember this, is an invitation to relationship with God who can touch your inner heart with supernatural power and strength. You got to press in. And so my heart for you tonight and my prayer for you and hopefully your prayer is that every one of us would experience the power of God's love tonight. We're not going to take up an offering up here. We're going to have them stand in the back if you want to sow something in. I see the guys seeing if I'm going to take up an offering. Let's do this. Let's take up an offering. But let the offering be your heart to the Lord. Let it be everything tonight. Let your offering be forgiveness that you know you need to give to somebody that's come to your mind right now. Let's ask the Holy Spirit tonight to do the work. You guys ready to do that? Let it be genuine and let it be sincere. Just if you would for a moment, just try to close your eyes if you can, not be distracted. It's not necessary, but it's a good thing. Lord, we're asking that even tonight, that we would be a people that would live a sustained life by your love and holiness. And Lord, that is it within reach for every person in here right now. It's within reach. So Lord, I ask that you would help us tonight to press in, that we would connect with your affections and your love for us, to know your love, the power of your love. So let's just wait for just a minute. Just keep praying. Holy Spirit, would you just move right now? Jesus, wonderful counselor, will you come and speak to those that are hurting right now? Will you help them, those that need to release someone? Do you let forgiveness flow in this room tonight? We accept your invitation, Lord. Holy Spirit, just come. Just ask everybody just to pray. If you're in a real good place right now, just pray for everyone that they would just be filled with God's presence, His love. We want to experience your love, God. We want to be impacted by your love and be transformed, and that we would be a people walking in what matters to you and what really matters to us. Help us to get in that ocean of your love, God. And find the things that are great to you. Yes, God. Just let this be your prayers. Michael would sing this. Abound in us, Lord.
I'm lost without you.
You're found in your love, Lord.
I'm desperate for you. I'm desperate for you.
Yes, God.
Desperate, I'm desperate for you.
Awaken, awaken our hearts tonight, Lord.
I'm desperate for you, I'm desperate for you.
Says, and to know the love of Christ, which surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled up to all the fullness of God. And this verse says that the Holy Spirit lives in me and you and can cause us to know the love of Jesus. Lord, I ask that you have your way and that this word would go deep within us. Thank you for all these wonderful people that love you and desire to love you, and just be with them. Keep them safe. Give them dreams and visions of you. Create even more hunger in them to know you deeply in the depths of your love, God. We pray this in Jesus' holy name. Amen and amen. God bless you. Thank you for coming tonight to the meeting place. Go in peace and have a wonderful evening and be convicted by his love. Whatever it takes. God bless you guys. Go in peace.